This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Over the next year, we'll speak occasionally with a group of voters about the presidential race and the issues that matter to them.
These voters are day-to-day listeners. You may remember we asked you to email us if you were interested in participating in our voter project. Well, we've selected a few voters from across the country and across the political spectrum. Here they are.
My name is Rhonda Eggleston. I'm a registered Republican, and right now I live in Junction City, Kansas. I have raised four children. I am getting ready to go back to college and finish my degree in hopefully secondary education. I like Duncan Hunter. I like Huckabee. I like Giuliani. So I'm kind of all over the board yet. I am truly still deciding.
What are your top three issues?
Obviously the military, since my husband's in the Army, and that we will finish what we've started in Iraq. I feel pretty strongly about the abortion issue and for the rights of the unborn. Education, I would like to see a little bit more serious thought and discussion about vouchers.
How closely are you paying attention now? The election is a year away.
I thought they started this way too early. And it was funny that you emailed me and said the 1 year mark. And that's in my mind. I was thinking I will start paying attention a year out.
My name is Jim McKinney. I live in Los Angeles. I'm an independent and I'm undecided as to who to vote for.
And who are you leaning toward?
Barack Obama. I'm leaning toward Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah? And why?
Because I think he's the most inspirational. I think that he seems like the most willing to try something bold and different.
Now, I was under an earlier assumption that you were also liking Giuliani a bit.
Absolutely. New York City was transformed under Rudy Giuliani from a scary, dangerous, dirty place to a not scary, less dangerous, less dirty place.
Jim, what are your top three issues?
I'd like to see a president in office who can create a good plan to get our soldiers out of Iraq. Then I would say tax reform, just to make the tax system more fair. And also, I think campaign finance reform is one of the biggest issues in the country.
So how come you don't support Dennis Kucinich? He talks about all those things.
Oh, because he sees UFOs. That is truly why. I've yet to see one. And maybe when that day comes, I will hop on the Kucinich X-File train.
My name is Shannon Jackson. I'm from San Diego, California. I am a Democrat, and I was voting for Hillary Clinton.
And what do you like about Hillary Clinton?
I don't know. She just seems to have kind of gusto and kind of knows what she wants, and she's out kind of grabbing the bull by the horns, and I kind of like that.
What are your top three issues? What are you most interested in?
Government spending. That concerns me. Second, I would probably say Iraq. I'm very concerned about the military in general, and I want to know how people are going to deal with trying to kind of redeem America's foreign policy, perhaps, and maybe do things a little differently.
And you're in the Navy, I understand.
Yes, I am in the Navy. Yes,
you're active duty?
Yes, I'm active duty hospital corpsman. I've been in the Navy since 96.
My name is Anthony Sanchez. I currently live in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I am registered independent for voting, and I am currently not supporting any specific candidate.
And what could those people say to you? What are your top three issues?
I want to see a solid and definite plan on how this war is going to be finalized. Global warming is definitely an issue. And number three, immigration, which seems to be the other hot topic of the day. I would like to see some sort of guest worker program implemented.
So it sounds like your issues are sort of more on the Democratic side, even though you're an independent.
I am traditionally Republican in other areas. I am pro-life. And for instance, for the 2004 election, I did vote for John Kerry because at the time I thought that the war in Iraq was probably a bigger issue, despite the fact that he is pro-choice.
We'll check back with Anthony and the rest of our voters in the months ahead.